Dear faithful, the Mass today is in honor of our today's saint, Saint Lawrence. He was one of the seven deacons of the Roman Church in the 3rd century, when the persecutions, very cruel and fierce persecutions, were ravaging throughout this holy city of Rome. And in the life of Saint Lawrence, we see very clearly what God keeps as his most precious possession on earth. The people, of the world, that is, the rich and mighty and famous, they value property, they value material things more than anything else in the world. Usually, ordinary young person's dream or goal in life is to get as a good job as possible, to make as much money as possible, or if it's the question of criminal ways, to get into crime industry where he can make as fast and great profits as possible, usually dealing drugs. The world truly appreciates money and fortune, and they usually spares no effort or even no crime or sin to get himself, to get itself lots of gold, fortune and property. But Saint Lawrence, when he was faced with the Roman officials who demanded from him to show where is the great property and possession and riches of the Catholic Church in Rome, this saint set about collecting all the poor people of this big city, the infirm and the religious, but who lived by the alms of the faithful. And he then presented all these poor and weak in front of the officials and said, "See the treasures of the church." And that's why our Lord in his Gospels has so often talked about that we have to be charitable, we have to be merciful, we must do good to our neighbor, especially if our neighbor is in need, if he lacks something essential to have himself a good life, something which we ourselves might have or possess in abundance. Because a Christian should never be attached to worldly possessions or riches. The greatest treasury what a Christian can possess is a good heart in a good soul, which is made holy by sanctifying grace. It, that kind of a soul with that kind of a good heart is such a great possession, and is such a great treasury, is such a great richness in this world, that you could not buy that kind of a heart or that kind of a soul with $1 million or $1 billion or all the money and gold and fortune in the world. So when we think of about the present crises in this world or in this religion, like, you know, why there are so few rich people and so many poor people, or why is Holy Catholic religion nowadays so small when heresies and false religions and atheism go around rampant, let us remember the great teaching of Saint Lawrence. What is all the sin? What is all the fortune? What is all the treasury of the whole world compared to one faithful soul here on earth? And then we truly see how foolish and how stupid it would be to collect ourselves great treasury of riches in this world, because at the hour of our death we will lose everything. We will lose our house, we will lose our possession, and we will even lose our dear family members. At the hour of our death, we are all by ourselves. But if we have kept ourselves a good heart, a loving, forgiving and caring heart, and if we have kept our soul as pure, washed and as white as snow by sanctifying grace, then we don't have a reason to worry. And also, we don't have reason to worry either when we are already here on earth. So what does it matter if we lack great money or great possession or great riches or fame here on this earth? One single faithful soul matters in the eyes of the God more than all the riches in the world combined. And if we present our soul pure and white as snow, washed clean in the precious blood of Jesus, then we have such a great reward awaiting for us in heaven, and such a great joy and happiness already here on earth. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.